This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The forensic pathologist who did the autopsy on Elijah McClain testified in the second trial for an officer charged in McClain's death. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Dr. Steven Cena listed McClain's death as undetermined when he submitted his initial autopsy report in November 2019. He told the jury that he requested additional body-worn camera footage from Aurora Police, but was denied until he signed the autopsy. Cena says he noticed McClain's breathing when he finally reviewed the footage.
He was given an injection of ketamine within a minute or two. He's in agonal breathing. He's actively dying. And shortly thereafter, he goes into cardiac arrest.
The cause of death was amended to ketamine administration following forcible restraint in 2022. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado saw a record number of hate crimes last year. New numbers from the FBI show Coloradans reported 317 bias-motivated crimes in 2022. They show the most common bias crime was motivated by race, followed by sexual orientation and religion. Song of Pueblo will be performed with an orchestra for the first time this weekend in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The oratorio about southeastern Colorado's indigenous and immigrant peoples has been performed at schools, museums, and other venues in the Pueblo area. Producer Deborah Espinoza says it was originally written for a small ensemble.
We never had the resources to have someone do all of the instrumentation for all of those pieces in an orchestra.
This week's concert and an upcoming performance in Boulder feature students from the University of Colorado Chamber Orchestra and the ensemble from Pueblo. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
It's a mostly sunny Friday across Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.